Gary Vernon, my co-moderator, told me that about 3 years ago, he made a proposal to the governing board and the ESA president at that time that we expand our outreach and include South America and Canada with our own organization, and we could call it the Entomological Society of the Americas. And he was told at that time that it was going to be too much expense because it would cost $10,000 to change all the logos, and that alone would make this suggestion untenable. But I was thinking they could do it a lot cheaper if everybody would just promise to make changes where changes were needed. The idea of having an international branch came from the governing board. Scott Hutchins gave me this information. It was an agenda item at our last year's committee meeting for the International Affairs Committee, which is sponsoring this symposium. And the idea is that this branch would be created under a reorganized ESA Central. The committee unanimously favored the idea. And we discussed how it might function, what its mission would be, and what status it would have, whether it would be equal to the other geographical branches or not. So the procedures for creating an international branch were discussed mid-January 2007 with ESA President Scott Hutchins. And Scott indicated his strong support for the creation of an international branch and that our committee, which is a standing committee in ESA, would be the architects of a transition plan if the renewal passed membership vote, which of course it did. But then later that month in January, we got word from Scott that the governing board decided not to propose bylaw changes to create an international branch and concurrently eliminate our committee. Still, the governing board was very supportive of expanding ESA influence and membership beyond our current branches. And the governing board charged our committee with building a prospectus and a proposal for this international branch. And that's largely why this symposium is happening now. We're trying to see if there's a feeling that we should go forward with trying to do this and what direction we would take. So if we make a compelling case, then the governing board would support modification of our bylaws to transform the standing committee to a branch. Well, in our own meeting, everyone favored the idea. In our particular committee, there's a strong interest in international agriculture, international entomology, and in general, this is related to agriculture and entomology in developing countries. I'm wondering if those of us on the committee would be just as interested in entomological areas in temperate areas of the world. And I suspect not. I think we do have a sort of a tropical bent. But for others, the raison d'etre of having an international branch would be more about belonging. And Scott passed along this letter to me from Helen Spafford, who told me I could use it in this talk, saying, "Dear Scott, I'm writing in response to your comments about the organizational renewal of the international branch. I am keen for ESA to have an international branch. I'm currently living in Australia, but I have for the last 6 years maintained my membership in the ESA. I have not been able to afford to attend any of the meetings and may not be able to attend the one in San Diego. So unfortunately, I won't be there to lobby in support of the development of an international branch. What branch do I therefore belong to?" So the reason for considering this is partly about the mission of ESA, and it's partly about belonging. So with that, I'd like to introduce our first speaker. Scott Hutchins, our ESA president, is going to be talking on ESA and our ambition to make global connections, a vision for United Nations of Entomology.